Velkommen til Radio Jazz, og velkommen til Copenhagen Jazz Festival. Dine værter er
Tia Hooker,
og jeg hedder Niels Wamberg.
Welcome, dear listeners. This is Radio Jazz Copenhagen, and it's festival time, and we are so excited.
Og det hele begyndte i fredags, da Palæbar-prisen skulle uddeles.
Ja.
Og hvem skulle have prisen?
A very, very special lady.
Nemlig Kira Martini.
Kira Martini will be singing a song entitled I Love Paris. And this is a Cole Porter song from 1953. Why is it again that she chose this song?
Det skal jeg fortælle dig. Det skyldes, at som tak, så vil hun gerne synge en melodi skrevet af hendes favoritkomponist, Cole Porter, og hendes favoritsang, I Love Paris.
What a rendition, and congratulations to Kira Martini, and let's listen to her version of I Love Paris.
Hey, je m'appelle Kira, j'habite au Copenhague, j'adore Paris, je t'aime. I love Paris in the springtime, I love Paris in the fall.
Paris in the spring.
Radio listeners, this is the 44th Copenhagen Jazz Festival since 1979. And we here at Radio Jazz, we're looking forward to it every single year. The concerts, the atmosphere, the feeling, the city coming to life, it's just incredible.
Jeg tror faktisk, at det er verdens største jazzfestival med 120 koncerter hver dag i 10 dage.
Yeah.
Der er vist ikke nogen, der kan slå det.
And even though today, I mean, it's a real Copenhagen July weather, little windy, little rain here and there, but sunny enough, the jazz will bring the sunshine always.
Er det ikke skønt?
Ja. Yeah.
Dagen efter, at vi havde hyldet Chiara Martini, skulle vi hylde en anden person, nemlig den amerikanske arrangør, komponist og trompetist Seth Jones. Og det skete i Litteraturhaus den 1. juli altså, hvor HT's Big Band skulle prøve at spille Seth Jones' arrangementer.
Ja. Unfortunately, we could not find a recording of this amazing event, but we do have a recording here arranged by Thad Jones together with the wonderful Mel Lewis. And this is Tiptoe. Well, here, Niels and I, we truly hope that you have not missed out on listening to the twice Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, American Gregory Porter.
Og han gav koncert både i forgårs og i går i Radiohusets store koncertsal.
Completely sold out. Yeah.
Til begge koncerter.
And understandably so, because he is, I mean, what a voice.
Han, det er sådan en meget blød, mandig stemme, han har, synes jeg. Og så har han jo sådan, han er altid klædt på med elefanthue og kasket, og man spørger sig selv, jamen hvorfor?
Yeah, it's true, he has this hat covering his ears and his chin as well, and he has spoken about it as a kind of security blanket. He refers to it actually as his jazz hat, which I think is marvelous.
Og han skal synge en sang her, sådan til os, der ikke noget at komme ind og høre ham i forgårs og i går. Og nummeret hedder, When Did You Learn?
When did you learn the rules of love's game? The holding of hands, the turning of pages of poems that we silently read. When did you learn? How did you find me? Didn't you pursue love just for love's sake? Or was it just something inside that you already knew? When did you learn? Something you said shortly after we met, it's just you and me, oh let's do what we do. How did you know just what it would be like, changing your life, not like changing your mood? When did you learn the rules of love's game? They came and they saw you calling and singing out my name. When did you learn? You're walking and holding my hand in a crowd, out in the daylight, smiling at faces and ooh, feeling so proud. When did you learn? Something you said shortly after we met, it's just you and me, oh let's do what we do. How did you know just what it would be like, changing your life, not like changing your mood? When did you learn the rules of love's game? They came and they saw you calling and singing out my name. When did you learn? You're walking and holding my hand in a crowd, out in the daylight, smiling at faces and ooh, feeling so proud. When did you learn? Tell me, when did you learn? When did you learn? Tell me, when did you learn? When did you learn?
Hvis du skynder dig, så kan du nå at komme ned i Kulturhuset på Islands Brygge og høre Mulatu Astatke og hans etiopiske jazzband.
Ethio jazz, as he calls it. I mean, he has literally invented a new form of jazz. And your listeners, you can't miss out on this performance. It's everything from keyboards to vibraphone to conga drums. He is phenomenal. And we had the chance, Niels and I, to sit down and have an interview with him a while back. And he is always putting on quite the show.
Vi skal høre en meget berømt melodi, han har skrevet til filmen Broken Flowers.
It's called Yekermo Su. Maybe I'm mispronouncing it, but it is part of a really, really amazing film by Jim Jarmusch, starring Bill Murray. And not only the music, but also the film is absolutely worth seeing. So we're going to give you a little taste, and we sure hope that you will be able to make it to see Mr. Astatke performing all of his best songs and giving the Copenhagen Jazz Festival this very, very special spice that it absolutely deserves and needs. So here we go. This is Mulatu Astatke. Thank you.
Der er en kvinde under Copenhagen Jazz Festival, du ikke kan komme udenom, og det er Sara da Silva. Hun optræder flere gange under festivalen, og det gør hun også på fredag i Krøyers Have, hvor hun skal synge, og det gør hun fortrinligt, kan jeg godt fortælle.
She's a real blues woman, but it's also jazz. It's elegant. She is a voice that you absolutely cannot miss out on. If you don't know the name Sara da Silva just yet, I mean, she will enchant you. She is absolutely captivating.
Hun kommer her og synger en af sine favoritsange, I Wanna Love You.
This is not a trick question, but are you enjoying the Copenhagen Jazz Festival?
Det kan jeg love for, at jeg gør. Jeg elsker de her 10 dage.
And what would you say, where could the listeners maybe find you in the next coming days?
Jeg tror nok, jeg skal en tur på kajakbar.
Where is that?
Det er lige ved Christiansborg.
Mm-hmm.
Og ned ved vandet, ned ved kanalen. Og det er et dejligt sted, hvor man kan sidde udenfor, og man kan sidde indenfor. Og nu ved jeg ikke, hvordan vejret er på torsdag, men jeg skal ned og høre Jasmin. Jasmin, det er en sangerinde, som også har optrådt mange gange under Copenhagen Jazz Festival de senere år. Og så er hun gift med en tenorsaxofonist, der i øvrigt fik Palæbar-prisen for et par år tilbage.
Jasmin Kierkegaard is her name, and she will be performing at Kajakbar. I think, you might just find us there, dear listeners. And we, again, don't know exactly what kind of song she will be bringing with her, but we do have a little taste of a performance, a Brazilian song from Antonio Carlos Jobim, with lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes, back from the 60s. But Jasmin Kierkegaard will bring it absolutely back to 2023. So we truly hope that this will give you the desire to go down there, have a drink, and listen to her.
Og god fornøjelse. Tia, kender du en pige, der hedder Eliane?
Eliane Elias.
Ja, rigtigt. Hvordan kunne du gætte det?
I mean, how can I not know of the unmistakable Brazilian jazz pianist, arranger, composer, who is just always bringing a captivating performance to Copenhagen. And she is back, and she will be performing on Saturday. And again, we hope you have tickets because it's sold out, and with good reason.
Og det er i radios store koncertsal, hun skal optræde. Hun spiller klaver, og hun synger. Og det gør, begge dele gør hun fortrinligt godt, og med stor charme.
And again, if you will not have the chance to see her, then we have a little song, so that you can see what you're missing out on. And this is her performing a Jimmy Van Heusen composition with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, I Thought About You. And I know Niels has a funny story about this song.
Ja, i hvert fald en lidt ejendommelig. Fordi Johnny Mercer, ham der skrev teksten, han besøgte Jimmy Van Heusen. Og Jimmy Van Heusen sagde, ved du hvad, jeg har en melodi her, men jeg mangler en tekst til. Kan du ikke lave den? Jo, sagde Johnny Mercer, det kan jeg godt, men ikke nu, fordi jeg skal med toget til Chicago. Men ved du hvad, jeg tager melodien med, og så prøver jeg at se, om jeg kan lave en tekst til. Og det gjorde han. I Thought About You.
Took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. In every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. A trip on a train and I thought about you. the shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding street, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? Why? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you. I thought about you.
On the 8th of July, there will also be performances at Hemtol. And this is something that we are certainly looking forward to. Do you know who's going to be performing?
Det er vist endnu en kvinde.
Ja.
Nemlig Christine von Bülow. Altsaxofonisten, som jo også har fået en Palæbar-pris for nogle år tilbage. Hun kommer og spiller sammen med nogle af Danmarks bedste musikere.
Ja.
Hvem det er, det er ikke helt klar over. Men vi har en optagelse her, hvor det er med nogle af de bedste overhovedet.
And that's Jakob Fischer, Jens K. Olsen and Jan Allen.
Lige netop.
And this is a composition entitled East of the Sun.
Og den har også en sjov historie, ikke sjov, men en dyster historie. For den er skrevet af en mand, der hedder Brooks Bowman, tilbage i 1936. Og det er den eneste melodi, han har skrevet. Han var så uheldig, at han blev dræbt ved en trafikulykke kort efter.
Tragic.
Han var studerende på et universitet i USA, og universitetet fandt, at melodien var så god, at det gjorde det til en form for signatur for universitetet. East of the Sun and West of the Moon. Thank you. Jamen, vi skal slutte vores tur igennem Copenhagen Jazz Festival. Og det gør vi selvfølgelig på søndag, hvor vi skal i jazzens højborg. Det håber jeg i hvert fald, der er plads til os. Højborgen er Jazzhus Montmartre i Store Regnegade. Og der skal den nye kunstneriske leder, Jan Lundgren, spille. Han spiller klaver, og han spiller sammen med sin trio. Jeg tror, det bliver alle tiders.
I'm absolutely sure. I mean, first it's Montmartre, the most iconic jazz bar in the entire city. And then it's again also Jan Lundgren and his trio. And we are absolutely going to be there. So hope to see you out there, dear listeners. And If not, then as always, we're going to give you a little taste of what they can. And this is a composition by Cole Porter. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, dear listeners, if you sometimes listen to our cover of the Copenhagen Jazz Festival, then maybe you remember that Nils and I, we always have a wish list of performers that we think are worthy of the festival and should come and perform. And this year we are thinking of...
Ilia Bastida.
Ilia Bastida, that's right. And she has been part of the Juan Chamorro's St. Andreas Jazz Band, and we think that she is an incredible musician.
Hun kan ikke alene synge, hun kan også spille tenorsaxofon, og hvad hun er allerbedst til, at spille på violin.
Absolutely enchanting stuff.
Og hende kunne vi godt tænke os, at Copenhagen Jazz Festival, eller måske Jazzhus Montmartre, inviterede hende til København.
We sure hope that we have given you a taste. We also hope that we will see you out there and thank you for celebrating jazz with us.
Hun kommer her sammen med en guitarist og en bassist og spiller flamenco.
Thank you.